And here's what happens. I mean, when they do these studies, what they do is they give the people just a pitiful piece of equipment to use. You know, we're using mods. We're getting cloud chasing vapors, drippers. You know, we're doing the deal. You know, but when they do one of these, research studies, they hand them, you know, like an old Enjoy, you know, Sigalike, and here's your plastic tasting cartridge, and see if you can quit smoking on that. You know, and not only that, but they're also using people that may not necessarily want to quit. They're just wrangling up 100 smokers and saying, hey, guys, how about a research study? You want to take part in a research study? Oh, yeah, sure. You know, and they give them, I don't know, $5 and a sandwich to participate. And so these people are probably not even committed to quitting. And B, they're given really shoddy equipment to work with. And so with that in mind, yeah, they're probably not going to have a lot of success with that. Formaldehyde, I don't, you know, well, they all have antifreeze in them, but not the non-toxic ingredient. I mean, and that's the antifreeze thing. There's diethylene glycol, which is what's in the dog killing, you know, earth destroying antifreeze that, you know, but that's not what's in the e-cigs. We have propylene glycol, which also, by the way, is in Glade plugins and theatrical DJ fog machines that have been approved for inhalation by the FDA. And also, you may not know this, they inject propylene glycol into hospital air handling systems to kill off the pathogens that travel through the air system. I don't know. Well, I mean, because we know what we do know about PG is that it does kill virus. You know, we do know that. And so it only makes sense if you're going to treat the air in your hospital, in your medical facility where there's, you know, where sick people go, it only stands to make sense that, you know, you're going to try to clean the air from one room to the next so that you don't spread virus and infections and pathogens and, you know, all that stuff from one person to another. Because everybody knows if you want to get sick, go to the hospital. And that's one of the ways that they try to minimize that is they have to put something in the air handling system. And PG is, you know, largely what they use. So does peanut butter. No, it's not. I mean, nicotine is just a stimulant, like no different from really caffeine. I mean, nicotine, yes, it can be lethal in high enough dosages. But, I mean, you'd have to jump into like a bathtub of 100 milligram for that to happen. I mean, you know, or pour a bottle of it on yourself. I mean, it's not, you know, in the concentrations that vapors use it, it's not dangerous. I mean, think about the guys that actually harvest tobacco. Now, I've got a friend of mine who runs a tobacco farm. And they hire the Mexicans to come out there every year. And he says every year there's a new Mexican or two or three that comes out there to work with them. And they go out in the field and they come back nauseated, dizzy, throwing up on themselves. Because there's a, when you go through the tobacco fields and you're picking that stuff, there's like a resin that gets on your skin, which is the nicotine. It's got nicotine. I mean, nicotine's not a liquid. It's a solid. And it's in, you know, and they get it all over their clothes and they get sick from it. You know, these are concentrations that are far higher than anything we're going to see in e-cigarettes, you know, directly off the leaf. And these guys get sick, but they kind of build a tolerance for it and they get used to it and they back out in the field, they go. Causing cancer? I don't know. I mean, everybody has cancer in them and it's different things pull it out, I guess. I don't. That's not the ingredient that we're worried about. Yeah. Yeah, we're not worried about that ingredient causing cancer because there's, you know, 4,000 other ones that are much better at it than the nicotine. You know, there's stuff in there. I mean, you know, I talked to my guy at the tobacco farm. Yeah, we use jet fuel on the stuff. We use, you know, all kind of crazy stuff to try to get rid of the bugs and, you know, keep it because the bugs will eat it up. I mean, they get, you know, I guess the bugs get high or something. Maybe they need kickback with a little nicotine. I don't know, but they, you know, but they do that so that to keep the pests away from the crops. They put all kind of crap out there to kill the pests off and everything else. So, and those are the things that we smoke. When we light up a tobacco cigarette, that stuff is still there on some level. And, you know, the jet fuel and the arsenic and the, you know, all this stuff, that stuff is all still there, you know, to some degree. And so, yeah, sure. And now they got the thing that makes the cigarette go out if you don't smoke on it for a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes. And, you know, they got the chemical they've added for that. So you don't burn your house down. You know, what does that do to you? Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah, it takes about 3 minutes, I guess, and the cigarette goes out. And, you know, if you're one of those that just lights it and puts it in the ashtray, 3 minutes later you pick it up, you light it again, and you have to keep doing that every time, yeah, because it goes out. And, you know, what is that doing when you burn that and inhale that? What is that chemical, and what does it do to you? They're using baking food, color, toothpaste, soap. I mean, you know, I saw a video the other day, a guy that was saying, oh, they use PG and soap. Yeah, they do. But that's not the entire ingredients listed. That's not what the soap's made out of. You know, PG is a filler by and large for a lot of things. Yeah, so, no. Here's the bottom line on that whole argument. Because you pick up a Jergens hand lotion and you read the back of the back panel and you see propylene glycol in there does not mean that when you vape with propylene glycol that you're actually vaping Jergens hand lotion. Because there's other stuff in there that makes it hand lotion. It's not the PG. It's one single ingredient that's used in a lot of stuff. Oh, yeah. I think you do. I think you do. I think the first thing is, and here's where we're going to get into different levels, different tiers of e-cigarette liquid. You know, the stuff that comes from overseas, you don't know what's in it. The stuff that comes from people that make it, unless they provide you with lab sheets, with information. If you buy a quality product, the people that make it will gladly supply you with the lab sheets that show you what's in it. These are people that test the material. And this is the difference between a premium liquid and a not premium liquid. You know, I know a guy down the road here that mixes this up in the spare bathroom of his mobile home. And he sells it off, and he calls it premium liquid. It's not. It's not. There's a difference. He buys overseas, you know, nicotine liquid in, you know, 100 milligram per milliliter, and he buys, you know, all these flavorings from Lorenz or, you know, all these different things, and then he brews it up in his bathroom, you know, and I mean literally in his bathroom. And there's a big joke around the vaping community that his bathroom's used, but he actually does it, because he, you know, I guess if he spills it in the sink or whatever, it's not a big deal, but. To know what's in it, if you buy it from a reputable place, see, and again, this kind of leads into, is vaping dangerous? This just kind of goes hand in hand with that. And, you know, the answer to that is, I don't know. Maybe it is. We don't know what the long-term effects of it are, but what we do know, and that you don't need an extra eye to see that it can't possibly be as bad as cigarette smoking. No matter what's in there and what levels, it can't be as bad, because there's, you know, there's all kinds of nasties in cigarettes. And not just starting with lighting the thing. You know, lighting the thing, you know, as a firefighter, I can tell you right now, don't breathe the smoke. It's not good. I mean, we have these masks and air packs and, you know, and all this stuff and most of us are smokers. I gave it up 3 years ago, but most of the guys are still smoking. I'm seeing more and more vapors down there now at the fire station. But, you know, you would think that as a smoker, it's like, wow, free smoke. And you just walk in, you know, but you don't, because we know it's bad, you know? I think there's a lot of alarmists out there that are saying, oh, well, you know, you can die and it's dangerous and it's this and it's that. Well, you know what? It's no more dangerous than texting. What about texting and driving? How come nobody's complaining about that? That's dangerous. That'll kill you. How come nobody's talking about drinking and driving? How come nobody's talking about, you know, being an alcoholic or, you know, there's all kinds. You know, look, we're all going to die. You know, 100 years from now, we'll all be gone. It won't matter. But the thing is, people would have you to believe the only thing that's going to kill you in the world is an e-cigarette, and it's not. I mean, it's, you know, Well, you could go back to a lot of stuff on that. I mean, just... Sure. Sure. The other side of that argument, too, though, is, look, I like flavors, and I'm not a kid. This all goes down to imposing my will on you because I don't like it, and therefore, I don't think you should do it either. And I, you know, if I want cherry-flavored e-cigarette juice, if I want peanut butter-flavored e-cigarette juice, there's a thing out there called parenting. If you don't want your kids to have it, be a parent and don't let them have it. You know? But now, having said that, I started smoking when I was 14. I stole my dad's cigarettes. He smoked so many cigarettes out of a carton every day, he had no idea how many packs he had. I had a pack-a-day habit starting at age 14. You know? As a parent who vapes, would I rather my kids steal a pack of cigarettes off of me? Or would I rather them steal, you know, an e-cigarette with 1.5 milligrams of nicotine liquid in it? I think if they have to do one or the other, if I have to choose the lesser two evils, I'd have to say, well, I'd rather them vape than to smoke. But when we talk about children, and we're talking about 6 and 7 and 8 year olds and little kids, the same people that, you know, we can't have Joe Camel on the cigarettes because they think it's a cartoon, now they're going to go smoke it. Well, first of all, it's kind of absurd to start with. But secondly, that's where parenting comes in. I certainly can keep track of my 6 and 7 and 8 year olds, and I know they're not vaping and they're not getting into it because, first of all, I put the stuff away where they can't get to it, and I don't let them play with it, I don't let them hold it, and I make them aware of what it is and why they can't have it. But that's well, I'll give an example. My Snow Wolf came today. My Snow Wolf box mod came today. And the first thing my 10-year-old wanted is, she thinks it's neat. She wanted to look at it. She wanted to hold it. And my wife says, no, 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 that's not for you to hold. That's not for you. You know, that's like me handing you a pack of cigarettes. I don't want you playing with that. And she understood, you know, because we've parented her and we've told her, and she understands things. She'd understand from the outset why she couldn't play with it, because, I mean, it's just a box with batteries in it and it lights up. But it's the intended purpose for it. You wouldn't play with somebody's cigarettes. You wouldn't go over to your paralyzed friend's house and sit in his wheelchair in the living room. You'd probably choose another place to sit. It's not for you. And so that's where parenting comes in. If it's not for your kids, then it's your job to make sure that your kids don't have it. Well, in terms of her playing with it, both of them are inappropriate for her to have at 10 years of age. That's kind of where I was going with that. Both of them are inappropriate for her to play. She doesn't need to play with it. I wouldn't let her play with a beer. I wouldn't let her play with anything that's intended for adults. Knives, any of it. It's not for her. And I didn't mean to compare it to cigarettes or parallel with cigarettes, but it's not for her. And that's my job as a parent, is to keep it out of her hand. And yeah. Well, I mean, it went the other way around for me. So, I mean, where do you go with that? I mean, right. So you say, okay, here's this great tasting vapor, and it's good, and it's, you know, let me try one of these nasty things you light on fire instead, because surely that's better. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ah, this smoking is not sexy. Yeah, it could be a Walmart. The Walmarts that have the grocery stores, I can be all the way in the back where, like, the meat cases are. And if it's like a cold winter day or something like that, and the doors come open in the front of the store, I can smell cigarettes off the person walking through the airlock, the airway, all the way in the back of the store, because, you know, the air's coming in the store. And the door opens, and like 8 seconds later, I can smell cigarettes. Like, oh yeah, that person's smoking. You know, but it's not just that. I mean, I can walk past somebody who hasn't smoked in 2 hours and still smell it on them. It's yeah. It's yucky. don't think so. We now pause for station identification. Well, it takes a while. That'll be quite enough.